Humboldt County is under a state mandate to build over 3,000 new housing units by 2027, according to its regional housing needs assessment. The vast majority of these units are designated for areas within the Wiat tribe's ancestral land. Seeing the dire need, the Wiat tribe formed Dishkama Humboldt, a community land trust focused on restoring balance to their homeland through equitable, culturally rooted development. The Wiat tribe recently announced a major milestone after being awarded $14 million Home Key grant funds from the California Department of Housing and Community Development for the tribe's Jaru-Jiji Youth Housing Project. This initiative will convert a vacant office building and two historic Victorian homes into 39 units of safe, supportive housing for youth experiencing homelessness or housing insecurity. Michelle Vassell serves as the Wiat Tribal Administrator, the equivalent of a city manager or a county CAO. She also has a dual role as the director of the Dishkama Community Land Trust.
It's a community land trust that is unique. It is organized under tribal law instead of state law. And it's also unique because we have two sides. So we have one arm that does conservation and one arm that does affordable housing. And these things are connected because we see this as creating our mission has a lot to do with place-based building and creating housing that is basically thinking about climate change and the environment.
The goal of the Dishkama Humboldt Community Land Trust is to create livable spaces that don't come at the expense of the natural world, rethinking the possibilities of housing without clear-cutting forests or building sprawling subdivisions. Instead, they focus on repurposing areas that have already been developed, including underused buildings and existing infrastructure. Their motto, Restoring Balance by Restoring Wiat Land, is the ethos of the project.
Our land trust is named Dishkama. In Tlaloc means love, and that's what we're really about, is really investing care into this community, caring about the environment, caring about affordable housing, caring about building greenly. We incorporate all these things.
Earlier this year, the Wiat tribe announced two other major housing developments in Eureka. A new multifamily housing project at 5th and D Streets that will provide 41 apartment units, with completion expected in 2027. Additionally, a senior housing development at 6th and L Streets, offering 52 units for elders. Now, the tribe has broken ground on a third housing project, this one geared towards youth.
Yeah, so this particular project will be home to 39 youth ages 16 to 24. The idea is to provide supportive housing. Everybody has their own individual space. They have their own unit that has their own bed and have a little mini fridge, and they have, you know, kind of like a dorm room situation, but they also have the shared community space.
The Wiat tribe has decades of experience supporting young people who struggle to find stable housing in Humboldt County. These challenges are especially severe for tribal youth, populations often overlooked in statewide housing data and policy. By offering safe shelter, meals, community connection, and wraparound services, the Jaru-Jiji project aims to fill a critical gap in our rural housing system.
100%. We see this a lot. We see our kids, you know, they age out of the foster care system and there's no safety net for them. And one of the biggest things that we see too is that our kids get shipped out of the area. So they're going to San Francisco, they're going to Santa Rosa, they're going to San Jose, and then they're also going to Sacramento and Bakersfield and Fresno and all these places. And if you can imagine, you're already in a situation that makes you vulnerable, and, you know, you get ripped out of your community.
According to research by the Sovereign Bodies Institute and the Yurok tribe, many cases of missing and murdered indigenous people stem from native youth disappearing while in the foster system, a critical gap the Wiat tribe hopes to address.
what ends up happening is our kids get lost. You know, they end up homeless. And if you look at the statewide housing survey, Native Americans are one of the top for our population. It's the highest homeless population in the state.
The Wiyot Tribe's Jaru Jiji Youth Housing Project aims to address a critical gap in housing and services in our rural community and help break the cycle perpetuated by a broken system. These affordable housing and community land buying efforts are part of a broader decolonization strategy, rooted in place-based healing. They are integral to the land back movement, a movement the Wiyot Tribe has been helping lead not only in Humboldt County, but across the country. Through partnerships with community members, funders, and government agencies, the tribe is working to return land to tribal stewardship using the community land trust model.
This idea that we are looking at the whole thing holistically, that is more of a traditional mindset instead of the siloed way of thinking. Like housing is a housing problem and food is a food problem. Like it's all together. And so is climate change in our environment. So, you know, this is a really holistic approach to addressing concerns that we have in our area.
The Wiyot Tribe is working to breathe new life into forgotten spaces, starting with the long vacant commercial building at 1711 3rd Street, the future site of their youth housing project. And Vassal says it's part of a broader effort to heal and reimagine Wiyot ancestral land, once called Jaru Jiji, now known as Eureka.
We see it as like part of our responsibility. You know, we could just keep letting housing collapse and be, you know, unsafe for people to live in. Or we could do something about that housing, make more housing or better housing in that space, and not just engage in this urban sprawl of perpetually just growing and growing and growing until there's no space.
Notably, even with the Dishkama Humboldt housing projects and recent land back efforts by the city of Eureka, Caltrans, Friends of the Dunes, and others, the tribe still owns less than 1% of their ancestral land.
But we're slowly, you know, one property at a time, working towards increasing that.
The Jaru Jiji Youth Housing Project is expected to cost approximately $25 million. The Wiyot Tribe is already more than halfway towards that goal, having secured a $14 million grant. Vassal says the tribe is being strategic in pursuing additional funding to close the gap.
What we're going for these projects is not federal grants. We're going for federal home loan banks, and then we're also going for low-income housing tax credits, sources that don't take money from the feds. It is, you know, one part strategic, but, you know, we're trying to diversify our funding sources and make sure that, you know, we can do the kinds of things that the community's asking for. Before we built these houses or before we started these projects, we spent 2 years in our community going to farmers markets, going to tribal events. You know, we were going to, you know, Arts Alive, all these different events in our area, and we were having people play what we called the housing game, and we were using that for community feedback about what our community wants and needs. And so we developed these projects based on that.
If you would like to get involved with Dishkama Humboldt, the Wiyot Tribe Community Land Trust, designed to facilitate the return of Wiyot ancestral lands to native stewardship, putting land in trust for the purpose of affordable housing creation, workforce development, and environmental and cultural restoration. Vassal shares how you can get involved.
A bunch of different ways. One way, you can go onto the tribe's website at www.wiyot.us. Dishkama is one of the pages within that website. You can sign up for news releases and events and things like that. You'll be able to get notices about when we'll be at different events to get community engagement. You can also sign up as a volunteer to help us with those kinds of things. And then, of course, you can always donate. That's always an option, too.
Construction began on May 9th. More information on how to support or get involved can be found online at wiyot.us. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Lauren Schmidt.